Amen. We're going to the book of Psalms. Amen. I know I'm going to drive my AV team crazy. Amen. But I'm gonna, Psalms 133. And we will look at verse 3. Amen. Well, we'll read all three verses and we'll. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descendeth upon Mount Zion, mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commandeth the blessing, even life evermore. Amen. So this morning, we're going to use for a subject, get there. Amen. Amen. Get there. Everybody say, get there.
Get there.
Amen. Amen. Get there is the subject that we're using. You may be seated. Amen. Get there is important to the church, is important to the black community. It is important to the workplace. Amen. It is important to couples, community, and the church. Get there. Amen. Some people will never get nowhere because they will never get there. They will never get to where they need to be, because they won't get there. And so, getting there is important. When I think about this, one of the biggest problems, even in our community, as we have celebrated Black History, is due not to a lack of freedom, but to a lack of unity. Amen. And now today we struggle, but the struggle has changed. We struggle for freedom. Now we have to struggle to get ahead. We have to struggle for unity. And what I want us to understand simply is that, and for us not to remember that the same thing that it took, the very same thing that it took for us to get free, will be the same thing that it will take to take advantage of our freedom. In case you didn't know it, we had to unite to get free. Amen. That's how we got free. Unity will overcome anything. Unity will make us a blessed people instead of a cursed people. Because what disunity does is it curses. But unity blesses. Amen. And so we must realize that this is something that is so very important, because there's nothing you can overcome if you can unify. Amen. If you don't do nothing else in life, make sure you get somebody you can unify with. Because there's unity, and there is strength in unity. I told the 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock crowd last week that unity is commendable, and I told them that because the way it says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity," and it is commendable. And it says that unity conquers. Amen. Because there is strength in unity. Amen. There's strength in unity. Amen. And we need to understand that unity is something that conquers, and unity is something that is Christian, because unity, Jesus prayed for his disciples to become unified. Amen. And he said to them that I want you to be one, like I and my Father are one. Amen. Unity. Amen. Very important. The Bible says that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Amen. 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 It is something that we must accept and believe and understand, that unity is critical. Amen. Why is unity so critical? Because of what unity does. Amen. Unity harmonizes. Amen. It brings to people together. Unity is beneficial. The thing about it is, we got to recognize that unity is that which the Bible teaches us that we ought to strive for. Amen. The Bible said, did you know the Bible said that in Ephesians 4:3 that we ought to strive to keep the unity? You have to strive. Unity is something you have to fight for. Unity just don't fall in place. There's a lot of work that goes into becoming one. But apparently the psalmist, it's a lot of work, amen, that goes into becoming one. It's a lot of work, and I don't have the time to give it to you this morning, but it's worth it because of what it does. Amen. And wherever there can be unity, there can be strength. One thing we notice about black people is that they need, in order for them to be unified, they seem to need a leader. Amen. The king unified black people. Did he not? King unified even beyond black people. He unified the world. But he started with the black people. He was able to do that. But now the king is dead. Man, the king is dead, and so therefore, but there's another king. King Jesus. Amen. We still got a king. Oh, let me get on there. We still got a king. His name is King Jesus. If he unifies, then when he does it, he brings people together across racial lines, across differences, and he's able to unify because he's just that kind of a God. What is the secret? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the secret. And so we look this morning, lest I get too carried away with this. What we find simply is the psalmist says, behold. It's not just good, but he says, how good. It's not just pleasant, but he says, how pleasant. It's hard to express it. It's hard to explain it. How good unity feels and how it is and what it does. It's hard to express it. Things would be so much different if there could be unity. You can achieve so many hurdles. Amen. Racism or religion, it does not matter, or relationships. If you can unify and you can do anything because there is strength in unity. He said, oh, how good that is. Oh, how pleasant it is. Amen. The atmosphere is, amen, it's nothing like a place where there's no division in the atmosphere. Amen. There's nothing like peace in a house. Have I got a witness? Amen. Amen. Conflict comes from when there's no harmony in the house. There's conflict and chaos. Amen. In the house. But oh, it's nothing like when there's peace in the house. Have I got a witness? No confusion, peace. Amen, amen. Let peace abide. He's the Prince of Peace, so why can't we have peace? Why can't you and I have peace? Amen. We need to have peace, and we know that God is able to give us the peace that we need. And so he says, what is it like? He said, it is like precious ointment. Verse 2, up on the head that ran down, even unto Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. He's giving us an example. He's giving us an example of what it is like. And he says that that other example is, it is like the dew of Hermon. Amen, amen. The dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. Amen. And so he says that how does it feel to be unified? What does it do? Well, he makes it plain that God is the one who brings the unity, but it's so good that he gives us these examples. I like examples because that helps you. It's kind of like you put it beside it and it helps you understand. Well, he says, it is like the precious ointment. Now, when it talks about the precious ointment, it's talking about the oil. Amen. When the kings were anointed, amen, they went and you remember when they tried to anoint, when God told them to go anoint one of Jesse's boys, and they went and picked the tallest ones and the broadest shoulders, and the oil wouldn't come out. They couldn't get the oil out. He said, Samuel came in with the oil baller. You know, Samuel was the oil man. Amen. Samuel was God's oil man. He anointed the kings. And when they got ready to pour the oil wouldn't come out. He said, did you have some more boys? He said, yeah, we got one out there, but he's so young and he's so small, he wouldn't be considered. He said, bring him in here. Because we're not going to eat until we bring him in. And he brought it, and the oil just flowed all the way down. God is often looking for who you are not looking for. God, we're serving a God that does things totally different from the way we do. And God says, I want David. I don't want these giants. The giants are good and they have their place, but I've just not chosen them. And the goal is to find out what God wants. It's not what you're doing, it's what he's doing. Oh, that's why I keep telling myself. I have to, as a pastor, I wrestle with that. I say, you know what? What's the key? The key is to find out what he's doing, not what you're doing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And I practice on a lot of y'all, but the truth is, I thank you for your mercy. But, amen. Thank God for Christians. Amen. The world would have done threw me out when I, amen. Now, he poured the oil on him, and the oil flowed. Amen. That is an example. Now, the oil flowed all the way down. Amen. It ran on his head, and it ran down his face, and it ran on his beard, and it ran on down on his shoulders, and it ran all the way down to the end of his garment, to his robe. He was drenched in oil. Now, this oil is something that is so special, because God told him there's a secret to this oil, and when you make this oil, he says, I want you to make it, and I want you to make it, and I don't want you to make no duplications of it, the oil. He made the oil, as you look at, I believe it's Exodus 30, and when he made that oil, he said that this oil is made up of a, according to the perfection of the apothecary, and I know that sounds kind of choppy, but basically the it was put together. It's a formula that was put together by God himself, made up of different things, and it created and he put all these ingredients into about a hin of olive oil, or about 6 quarts. A hin is 6 quarts of olive oil, and that olive oil was it brought about healing, and that olive oil set someone aside. It represented the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then what the olive oil did is it perfumed the house. It smelled good. Amen. 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 He said that's what unity is like. Amen. Unity smells good. Division stinks. Amen. Unity smells good. And then he gives another example. It's like the dew of Hermon. Amen. It's like the dew of Hermon. That when you think about that, amen, Hermon is the highest part, of the northern part of Israel. It's the mountain with the highest part, standing about 9,000 feet, and it over 9,000 feet, and it's the highest mountain. And the mountain was known for the dew that fell on it. And when the dew fell on the mountain, it would settle there, and eventually it would flow all the way down south to Jerusalem. Amen. It would make the whole ground moist. Amen. If you've ever been in some areas in high regions, you should know that when you go up into these high areas where there's a lot of dew, when you wake up in the morning, you're drenched. Amen, with dew. And that dew just flowed all the way down south. And the dew also flowed east and west. It went from east to west, and that dew would cover that whole area. It's like the dew of Mount Hermon. Amen. And it descended upon all the other mountains that were down in Jerusalem of Zion. And here's the key. He says, there God has commanded the blessing. That's what God has commanded, the blessing. Understand that he gives us this example, but then it extends beyond itself. It starts with the head, but it covers the whole body. It starts with Mount Hermon, but it covers all of Jerusalem, east, north, south, and west. It extends. The oil, the Holy Spirit, comes down and it covers. And what the Holy Spirit does is it unites. There's something about oil. Oil glistens. Oil with the sunlight can even soften skin. Oil has a unique a purpose, and it does a soothing. It brings about soothing oil. Amen. That the oil of the Holy Spirit. This is what it takes. Amen. And the goal is to experience the unity that comes from uniting. Amen. And when that oil covered them, it united everything. It was everything was connected together. The oil touched everything, and it brought everything together. Amen. The dew, amen. He uses the oil, and he uses the dew of Mount Hermon. When it came down, it covered everything. It extended all over, and it made it all one. Amen. Because he said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And he says, there I have commanded the blessing. Wow. God has said, there, if you can get there, if you can connect and allow the Holy Spirit to cover you and let it come down and bring you, unite you together, God is going to bring a blessing. If you can't, there will be a curse. The opposite of a blessing is a cursing. And so many relationships are cursed because they can't come together. So many churches are cursed because they can't come together. So many communities are cursed because they can't come together. So many things are cursed because they cannot come together. But you cannot come together on your own. It takes the Holy Spirit. Nobody else can make you come together. It's the Holy Spirit that makes us come together. And until we come together, we are cursed. If we don't come together, we won't experience God's best. Amen. Think about your home right now. Your home is blessed if we're working together in the home. Because God has commanded a blessing. Do you see that in the verse? He says, there the Lord commandeth the blessing, even life. God will bring life. Even he'll bring the blessing, number one, and then he'll bring life forevermore. He'll bring an earthly blessing, and he'll bring an eternal blessing. God will bless you where you are, and he will bless you after you leave here. And we don't have to worry about those who leave because they are in God's care. Have I got a witness? And but here he says, I'm going to command the blessing. God has decided that wherever there's unity, they'll be blessed. I have commanded them to be blessed. And but there must be a coming together. There must be a uniting. And if you can follow these examples, and if you can let it the Holy Spirit extend all over your life, then there can be an expectation of the blessing of God. He said, I have decided in my spirit that right there is where the blessing is going to be. Do you want to be blessed? There's so many people that are not blessed. They're not blessed because they can't come together. Sometimes parents can't come together with children. Sometimes spouses can't come together. Amen. Communities can't come together. You know why they can't come together? Because there are too many heads. Too many heads. Amen. Too many heads. If you got a lot of heads on one body, we didn't have time to get the picture up that we got last week. Amen. Amen. The Bible talks about in Revelation 12 and 3 about a dragon, amen, with seven heads. Can you imagine something with seven heads on it and one body? Can you imagine how crazy that'll drive the body? Got all these heads. Amen. But if you accept Christ, then he becomes the head and he becomes the Lord, and you begin to fall in line with what he is trying to do. Because it's not about what you're doing. It's not about what the community is doing. It's not about what the church is doing. It's not even about what the clergy is doing. It's about what the Lord is doing. And many of us right now will experience God's best. We will experience God's blessings when we're able to come together. Husband and wives coming together, deciding together to do the same thing. Amen. The husband becomes the head of the home. Amen. God made it that way. Amen. And when you submit to your husband, you're submitting to God, not to your husband. Your husband just reaping the benefits. God makes the rules. But God says, I'm going to, as he leads you in the Lord, that's why you ought to get a Christian head. Amen. You ought to get a Christian head. But God says, I'm going to bless where there's unity. And when people can come together and unite, wherever it is, it'll be a happy home, it'll be a happy couple, it'll be a happy church, it'll be a happy community. But oftentimes the community, we are free, but black people have not become unified like they ought to be. And so they are not really getting where they ought to be in the world.
Glad you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine. Say you're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing, God. You're amazing.
You're amazing.
So amazing.
You're amazing.
Say you're amazing, God.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're so amazing.
You heal the
Raise the dead. You're Lord of all, the great I am. You cause the sun and moon to shine. I'm so glad you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine.